This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One Lovoy Finicum at a time. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's been over a year now by one day since Lovoy Finicum was murdered by the FBI and President Barack Hussein Obama and Valerie Jarrett, all those people in the White House. Do we want to forget also the senators of Oregon? And how they requested of James Comey, the FBI director, to go in and, well, put a stop to the spread of the virus. The virus being Lavoie Finicum teaching about the Constitution and about your constitutional rights, ladies and gentlemen. He was murdered. He was gunned down, shot in the back 3 times by murderous members of the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, on the orders of Valerie Jarrett and President Barack Hussein Obama. Outside of Grant County, Oregon, as Lavoie Finicum was traveling with the Bundys up to John Day, Oregon. And what were they going to do? They were going to spread the virus. They were going to spread the virus of, yep, the Constitution and your constitutional rights. Lavoie Finicum died to preserve your constitutional rights. I'm telling everybody who can hear me right now. He died for your constitutional rights, and you know what? Just a little footnote to history now. It's been 1 year and a day, and tomorrow on Saturday in John Day, Oregon, Lavoie Finicum will speak again from the grave. Lavoie's lesson plan, if you will, what he was going to teach the people of John Day 1 year ago is going to be taught again tomorrow. And a special conference has been put together by Jeanette Finicum, his wife. Lavoie Finicum will be talking about the Constitution and about your God-given rights. Rights that were trying to be taken away by President Barack Hussein Obama. Ex-President Barack Hussein Obama. My, how things have changed in the last year, and how things have changed with a new president, Donald J. Trump. Draining the swamp, anyone? Four members of the, well, the this is kind of interesting. The Secretary of State, State Department, four members resign, one of them being a Kennedy, the guy who changed all the talking points about Benghazi and did so many other scurrilous things as a member of the, well, the swamp monster himself, the swamp master president, ex-president Barack Hussein Obama. The swamp is draining, ladies and gentlemen, in Washington, D.C., and soon to be draining in California. We're going to be talking about what Donald Trump has been doing here in the next segment with Washington, D.C. And in Section 2 today, Hour 2, we're going to be talking about what is going on with election fraud. And finally, in Hour number 3, we're going to be talking about Lavoie Finicum. Yep, Lavoie Finicum, and boy, how things have changed in 1 year. And by the way, if you have not already done so, contact your member of the House of Representatives or the Senate or call the White House and demand that President Trump let the Bundys go. They're being tried now. Bundys and several other people are being tried now for their so-called bad deeds by the federal government in the 2014 standoff at the Bundy Ranch. They must be released from jail and charges dropped immediately. There are no charges against the Bundys, by the way. We need to start pushing on the Trump people to do what? To let them free. The charges are literally trumped up charges by the federal government. They have no case. And everybody knows it. Yet they're still in jail, kept in solitary confinement for the most part, even Clive and Bundy. This cannot stand, ladies and gentlemen. We must free the Bundys. Anyway, Donald Trump, going back at it. By the way, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. And also, you can email me, paul@a21r.com, paul@a21r.com. That's for those people that, well, I get a lot of emails, and I'm really, really, I mean, we popped up the new internet site, the website that was taken down by our hosting provider for, well, negative comments and content. They didn't like the content, so did you know that they could do that? It's another form of censorship, yes. Your hosting provider might not like what you say, and they censor you. Just exactly like Facebook. Go figure, right? And by the way, if you're having a lot of trouble with Facebook or any of these other internet sources out there, guess what? It's probably because you're being interfered with. It's not uncommon. It's absolutely not uncommon. Anyway, so Donald Trump going back at it, taking on Mexico, taking on the State Department, the Border Patrol. Well, the director of the Border Patrol has just resigned. I wonder why. Because Donald J. Trump is the new sheriff in town, not him. And by the way, he was just replaced several months ago by President Barack Hussein Obama, then president, now ex-president. And guess what? The guy who was in charge of the Border Patrol, who was put in place by the president, no experience. Does this sound like a common theme that the people that were put in these major positions have no, little or no experience, such as himself? Obama came to the White House with zero experience in anything. All he knew how to do was take money and eat and sleep and go to the bathroom. That's all he knew. Bad visual, I know. But he was totally inept, inexperienced, and look what he did to the country. Of course, he was being pushed by his minders, like we just didn't figure that one out. You know, I think everybody in the country has watched The Wizard of Oz. No offense to my friend named Oz. But President Trump has a whole different picture, a perspective on things. That's because he's experienced in the world. He doesn't become a billionaire just because, you know, he looks cute. He's got a so-called, quote, toupee, which he does not have a toupee. That one is going around again on the fake news, even some of the fake news channels. Did I say mainstream media? No, I said fake news. Well, I'm saying the same thing. They're synonymous, aren't they? The alphabet channels, are they really telling you the truth about anything? No, they're not. That's why people are resorting to, well, resorting, not as a last resort, as a first resort now, to mainstream alternative mainstream media such as us. We're going to start putting the flag up as the mainstream media, by the way, because we are the ones that they're listening to, not the others. Anyway, a lot going on in the United States of America. And President Donald J. Trump is leading the charge. It's interesting. Theresa May comes to the United States, Prime Minister for Great Britain. Isn't it interesting we have the Brexit vote going on, and all of a sudden she shows up, and now they're saying it's another Reagan-Thatcher moment for the country. It's May and Trump. They are all chummy, and rightfully so. They see eye to eye. She's a very, very, quote, determined woman. A strong leader. So those of you that are out there saying America would not welcome a woman president, we would welcome a Margaret Thatcher as president any day. Absolutely. A Hillary Rodham Clinton, I don't think so. And by the way, just a little side note to Hillary Clinton. California is going to come up and bite you in the rear end, girlfriend. Yep, when the investigations start breaking out, guess what's going to happen? Your votes that you say you claim right now to be, well, the will of the people, guess what? Those votes are going to, well, dissolve around you. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0. Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
9 Sean Hannity had a chance to have a special meeting one-on-one with now President Trump, and a number of different items were discussed, one of them being the media. Talk about draining the swamp. You know, this is an interesting thing about Donald Trump. He comes in and he announces he's going to run for president. I get calls before he even announces, and the rumors are going out there about 18 months ago from all my friends down in Sacramento. Now, you've heard me tell this story before. I'm going to keep on emphasizing, because later on the show, it all becomes crystal clear what is going on. So I'm telling people, yeah, he's going to change things. Yep, he's going to change things, and probably California is going to be in jeopardy, in play, when Donald Trump takes office, because he'll probably cut off all the federal funds that California gets. And then later on, we kept this whole diatribe up when he announced and everything. And I kept saying, and I have been saying, that Donald Trump's going to do something about California. And yes, he is. But first, he's got some things to take care of. Now, those of you that are really anxious, I'm getting calls all the time from people saying, why doesn't Trump do this and why doesn't Trump do that? And I said, back off. Back off. He knows what's going on, guys. He's going to get the things. I mean, those of you that are so anxious and calling me about and emailing me, what's he going to do about immigration? Well, you know, we saw what he's doing about immigration. He's going to build the wall. Kind of interesting that the people were kind of getting crazy about this immigration. You're not going to build a wall. You're not going to do anything. And I said, wait, you know, this is only like this first week. It's been 1 week since he took the swearing in last Friday. Been 1 week. Look what he's done. He has completely turned up Washington upside down. He's doing things Obama could never do in 8 years. Listen, Obama could be president for 100 years, God forbid. And he couldn't get even one day's worth of work done like Donald Trump can do. His capacity for work is amazing. And Obama doesn't know what work's about. He doesn't know any of that. He's a worthless human being, basically, and put in as a pawn by the, well, so-called intellectual world elites. Donald Trump, though, he's taking it all on. And he's definitely taking on the media. Because he knows the first order, and everybody's complaining, why is he talking about the media? Well, that's because the media doesn't want him talking about them. That's why you're hearing that. Hello. But he's going to talk about the media. He's going to draw and quarter them anytime they come out with fake news, ABC, NBC, and CBS. This is with Sean Hannity.
Media, a little bit of a contentious start, if you will, with them. They want to. I've seen now the New York Times, CNN, NBC, they've used the word liar to describe you as it relates if you're talking about crowd size or
voter fraud. These are very hostile people. These are very angry people.
But they also colluded against you in the campaign.
Yeah.
And my question to you is...
Well, they're very dishonest people. The media is very dishonest. I've been saying it. I say it openly.
I said journalism's dead, so we agree.
Never dead, but they're very dishonest people in many cases. Hey, look, you have some very honest ones, but I get stories that are so false and so dishonest.
Martin Luther King's bust.
I wish, they said Martin Luther King's bust was taken out of the Oval Office by me.
It's there.
So, see, that's a very serious charge, because they're not saying the bust is taken out. What they're saying is that I'm a racist. That's what they're saying. That's a very serious charge. Then it turned out the bust, it wasn't, I got very angry at my people. I said, who took that bust out, because I wasn't there? Mm-hmm. And they said it was never moved. Was in the same exact spot. It was never moved. I said, how could they say it? A reporter said that it was taken out. But that's a very, very serious charge, because that's a racist charge.
Do you see why he would be a little ticked about that? I mean, really? Because he's calling... See, George Bush would never say anything about this. He wouldn't. But Donald Trump, now, of course... George Bush didn't stir the pot with the media and get them all riled up and everything. And George Bush was very naive about the media and how to handle them. Donald Trump is not. He's part of the media. And look what he's been doing. So he's calling out. It's true. When they tweeted that out and they said it was gone, it wasn't gone. It was always there. Yet they tweeted it out. Now, the reporter who put that out there said, I'm sorry, it was wrong, it was always there. But what damage was done? In the meantime, and of course that stuff never really got into the news cycle, it was never really a big story. Well, with this president, it has been, and with all the alternative media and Fox News and so on, they have been putting it out there that it was wrong. It just gives him the platform to bash the media some more. He's calling them out. And that's exactly what needs to be done with the media.
Then when it was revealed that they were wrong, nobody even talks about it. It was a headline, massive story. Trump takes... I would never do that. First of all, I had great respect for Dr. Martin Luther King. So I would never do that. But when it was revealed that it was wrong, it wasn't even a story. Nobody even knows it. I'm saying it now, and there have been a little art, like a line. But that's a very I'll give you another example, Chuck. Let me give you one other.
Sure.
I went to the CIA my first stop because I have great respect for intelligence. Not the man who headed the CIA. I don't have any respect for him. But Brennan, I didn't think he was good. But
isn't it amazing that Donald Trump agrees with Agenda 21 Radio? I mean, really, it truly is. I mean, I'm really glad that other people are seeing it the way we've seen it, that John Brennan is a traitor to this country. He's more concerned about Islam in destroying this country than he is about, guess what? Or destroying the Russians through his Nazi collaborators in the Ukraine, who, by the way, are sitting in it going, maybe we shouldn't have put all of our eggs in one basket as leaders of the U. See, let me get back to the story why Donald Trump doesn't like John Brennan. John Brennan passes himself off as a loyal, patriotic American, but the reality check is he's a hack. He's a tool of Islam. And he always has been, just like President Barack Hussein Obama has been, a tool of Islam. And so that's why Brennan went on the attack all the time, totally out of character for a director of the CIA to attack an incoming president. But that's, listen, if you know John Brennan, that's not out of character. He's going to fight to the finish for Islam. And that's what that was all about. And Donald Trump, hey, we agree, Donald.
I have great respect for the CIA, for the people. I went there. I have even more respect now because they took me for tours. They showed me. They're amazing. I made a speech. Now, I know if it's good or bad. I'm really good at knowing, did I do well or did I do poorly? And hopefully I don't
do rate
poorly.
Every
I couldn't have done so poorly because I won, right? But
yeah.
But no, but in your own head, you do too.
I know.
When you do an interview,
you say,
you know, I did great or I didn't do so good. Mm-hmm. I gave a speech that really was a 10, relatively speaking. I had a standing ovation like you wouldn't believe, everybody. And it was such a success. Okay, so now I see CNN and other people say, well, who was in the audience from Trump? Trump. I went there with a few people. There's nobody. It was all CIA. They said, but I heard the first row and the first two rows. You saw that press conference. Sean did a great job. But this guy, whoever he was, I don't even know who he was. He was saying that we stacked the audience. I can't stack the audience at the CIA. I paid great homage to the wall with the stars. I paid great homage. And the audience was standing ovation. They were standing from the beginning. They didn't even sit down. It was one standing ovation, the whole thing. So I get back, and I will say Fox treated it great. They said it was great. When our new person running, Mike Pompeo, who's fantastic, he said to me the other day, that was so great. Everyone loved it. Everybody loved it. When I got back, I saw the speech. They didn't like it. It wasn't easy.
We're going to come back to this interview with Sean Hannity and pick up again on the media and what happened at the CIA. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website at a21r.com or get there by agenda21radio.news. Two ways to get there. Also, you can email me at paul@agenda21radio.news or paul@a21r.com. Okay, now we're going to get back into this interview with Sean Hannity. And to pick it up for you, Donald Trump visited the CIA and he got slammed because he was doing his... interview, he was doing his speech, he was doing his presentation to all the CIA members that were there. By the way, it was not a stacked audience, like he says. It was about the CIA people he was trying to focus on. This is what the president is supposed to do. It's called rallying the troops. So he goes there, and he knows it's not about the functionaries within the CIA, except those that are dirty, that are part of the Muslim Brotherhood, which, by the way, I guess you can say there's a Trump hunt going on right now in our government. All those people who have been seditious to this country, especially all of you in the Muslim Brotherhood that are affiliates and are working in the government, State Department, anyone, you might as well resign now before it gets really ugly, because there's a Trump hunt going on. And they're looking for you. And the problem, you know, this is not like a, quote, witch hunt. Because there's way too much evidence on these people that are going to be hunted down and fired, or worse, that are going to be charged with treason, or worse. That's not out of the realm of possibility with this president. there may be dealings like, yeah, you resign now, we'll take care of things later type stuff. And we never get to later, but just get you out of government. It's going to be a massive purging over the next 4 years. It's already started. It's already started. You have to drain the swamp. So we get Pompeo in finally. And by the way, the holdup for Sessions, there is a reason for it, and we will be telling you about it in the second hour. Absolutely. There's a reason why Sessions has been held up for a week, and it all connects the dots with California. California, here we come. Anyway, Donald Trump back at it again, talking about Mike Pompeo with Sean Hannity the other night, and this is how it goes with Donald Trump.
Respectful. It was a smattering of applause. It wasn't a smattering. It was, there were like 300, 350 people in the room. Over 1,000 wanted to come. And if I took a vote right now, I would have won 350 to nothing, believe me. Mm-hmm. But even that was demeaned as much as they can demean it. Here's what I'm saying, Sean, is this. The media, much of the media, not all of it, is very, very dishonest. Honestly, it's fake news. It's fake. They make things
so
up.
So then here's my question. Between Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, I think you reach 50 million people.
Yeah, pretty close.
But if we know now through WikiLeaks, some of these networks were colluding with Hillary's campaign to defeat you. I've seen major newspapers, two cable networks that use the word liar. And my question to you is, does that make you want to rethink entirely how this administration will deal with the media?
Well, they're the liars. Let me give you an example. When Sean got up, he talked about the audience, and he talked about, I had the largest audience. I did. Yeah. I had the largest audience. If you add the television, you add all the sources, the largest audience in the history of inaugurations. I did. They try and demean it so much. And when you look at pictures, I'd love to show you a picture. When I was in that speech, I looked out. It was a sea
of people.
In
the West Wing.
And they wanted to demean it.
Yeah.
I don't even know when that picture was taken, by the way, to be honest with you. But it wasn't taken from where I was shooting. They take a picture from the back, from the Washington Monument, a backward picture. They are so demeaning, and they are so dishonest, and in many cases not smart.
Well, I don't remember them treating Barack Obama this way.
They don't.
There's a distinct difference.
That could
Hillary.
Never have happened. The things that happened to me were... And he's been very nice to me, I have to say, and he wrote me a beautiful letter. But the Martin Luther King thing is an example. That was a terrible thing.
Yeah, Martin Luther King. Terrible thing, there's no doubt about it. And, we've been...
What can you do with IPIC?
We've been talking about this whole issue with the media for quite a while. And this is Trump's opportunity right now to set a lot of records straight, as he did with Hannity. But this is going to be a continual theme for Donald Trump and his administration for the next 8 years, maybe. Let's hope it's 8 years. But it starts today. It started on a week ago today when he was sworn into office. We'll have 7 full days of Trump in just a few short hours. I guess 1 week of Trump is, it's quite a bit now, isn't it? I mean, a lot of people, as people have been saying, he is on a dizzying pace. There's nothing been like it. Obama always had the external media from Europe and so on that was always clamoring up and getting all these panicky stories out there and threatening stories about ISIS and all this other good stuff and thinking like, what's really kind of funny, you talk about an echo chamber, Obama doesn't. He's played it like he's already on the mission and would continue on the mission about things like Benghazi and about gun running and about the formation of ISIS, even though President Trump has clearly called him the founder of ISIS. Thank you very much, Scott Bennett. It's been absolutely... And by the way, Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii has introduced a bill saying we must stop the funding of ISIS. Hello? Could it get any more plain than that? A Democrat introduces a bill to stop the funding of ISIS that this ex-president Barack Hussein Obama, and Hillary Rodham Clinton, they're the ones who created it. And who brought it out to you? Agenda 21 Radio. Agenda 21 Radio. We brought that to you. We're very proud of that. Scott Bennett, risking life and limb to make a presentation for us, started that. There's a bigger picture, ladies and gentlemen. And that system has been worked, and now all of a sudden you have a Democratic member of the Congress introducing a bill to stop the funding for ISIS. Go figure. And we're funding them. Hello? We are the terrorists, or we were. Not any longer. Donald Trump will finish ISIS, the army that we created for President Barack Hussein Obama. Go figure. The hijacking of the American military, the hijacking of the American government by Islam is over now. It's done. And Donald Trump is going to, again, well, he's going to put a stop to anything related to ISIS, guaranteed. And it's about time now, isn't it? But let's go on. Where else is he going to drain the swamp? The military? Yes. Border Patrol? Yes. And the commander of the Border Patrol was just relieved yesterday. Actually, he resigned because he was put in office by Obama, a man who came from the FBI. What? Came from the FBI? Never a Border Patrol agent. Are you ready for that? He was never a Border Patrol agent. He always worked for the FBI. He had no idea about what was going on with the FBI, with the Border Patrol. Yet it was Obama who put him in charge. And the reason why he did it was pretty obvious. He's incompetent and can be easily guided and persuaded as an incompetent person. Obviously a devotee of President Barack Hussein Obama. Well, he resigned. The draining of the swamp continues. It's going to continue for weeks. Now, when we come back in the second hour, we're going to explain to you why Jeff Sessions, who's supposed to be, well, for Attorney General, hasn't been approved yet. There is a reason for it. California, here I come. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And you know, I am just a little giddy, actually, watching Donald J. Trump, President Trump, go to business, go to work. And it's only been, what, 5 or 6 days? So you got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay, so it's been 5.5 days because he's at the half day on Friday. So 5.5 days. What is he doing? He's turning government upside down. Isn't it about time? Now, all of you in government who are Obamaites, it's a new day, my friends. It's a new day. Welcome to the United States of America. Again, we're open for business. The open sign is on the border. Not like open borders, but we're open for business. It's a whole new country. And strengthening the borders just happened today. We will not be a country without borders. That's exactly what happened today. Is exactly what the globalist worst nightmare is. Borders became strengthened all around the United States of America. Sanctuary cities, watch out. Now, people are going to sanctuary restaurants. What's up with that? Sanctuary restaurants? My gosh. Sanctuary cities, I'm sorry, guys, but it's over. O-V-E-R. Now, if you want to resist, if you want to, like Laura, I think a legislator out of California says, we're going to fight you in the streets. Really? You're going to fight us in the streets? You're going to fight the President of the United States in the streets, Jerry Brown? Or your minions, Jerry Brown, out of California? Because they want to separate and form their own country. 2 years to do it, basically. That's the window. And who would be your leader? See, I get very easily swayed when we start talking about this breakup of California. Who would be your leader, CalExit? President Barack Hussein Obama? Oh, I'm sorry, ex-President Barack Hussein. Oh, you'd have a world-class leader right there leading California into oblivion. My take on everything that's going to happen to California, let's play it out that CalExit happens. There's resistance from sanctuary cities, and everybody wants to get rid of California in the Republic. So they go to the states, and the states say, yeah, get rid of California. Drop that star right off the flag. We go to 50 states, and California, you can be going on your own little way. Of course, we don't put any thought into any of this, like how you make a transition and what the military is going to look like to defend the borders. Interesting speculation. I was talking to Dave Hodges last night, and we were talking about, well, let's play this out. If, in fact, California becomes its own nation, it's a huge economy, right? Now, they say that we're ninth, we're like fifth or sixth in the world in the economy of California. Those are old numbers because the economy has drastically declined, especially if you take out high tech. California is not even near that now. We're probably more like nine in the world. Now, that's a big deal. Since the United States of America is number one, we're the biggest contributor of all the states in the union. So put that in perspective. But here's my point. What would happen if we become a major military power in California, as Pacifica or whatever the nation might be called? What would that mean to the other 49 states? I mean, after all, this whole CalExit thing is a creation of lawlessness to begin with. Outside entities that want to take away and break up the United States and claim their own portion. See, this has been the thing that's been really kind of curious. The Europeans and the church have really, the Catholic Church in particular, have really been pouring a lot of resources into immigration, illegal immigrants, and so on, into California, even to the point where their Jesuit governor of California has opened up voter registration for driver's license for illegals. Illegals can get driver's license. Oh, by the way, they can sign up and vote. Well, they shouldn't vote, but they can sign up and register. There's nothing stopping them from registering to vote, and that's all because Jerry Brown opened that up. So if those people go out and vote, that could be millions of votes. Now, that's one of the things that they're talking about with Donald Trump. We're talking about this earlier, that, gee whiz, Donald Trump is going to come out and investigate voter fraud. Now, there's two states potentially, and I'm going to put it out there right now, California and Nevada. I think those are the two states. Why do I say that? Because they're the only ones that have really had any sizable fraud that people can point to and have had newspaper articles specifically outline the fraud that took place. And, of course, in Nevada, you've got Stanley Vaughn, the world chess champion, who is running for the 15th Assembly District in Clark County, and he finds out when he goes to vote, he says, oh, Mr. Clark, Mr. Vaughn, you've already voted. I have. Yes, you have. You've already, it's right here. Somebody voted for you, or you voted for yourself, right? Here, if you don't believe it, here's a vote, here's a ballot. You can take one of these ballots, a provisional ballot, and you can vote. Just so you feel good about yourself. We won't count the ballot, but, you know, you already voted, right? Detecting fraud. He runs his own investigation and finds out of 10,000 potential voters in Clark County that he surveyed, 9,200 of them are fraudulent. Hello? Don't you think Donald Trump heard that? Nevada and California, those are the two states. My point is this, California standing alone as a nation without the other 49 states, without the Constitution, without the inalienable rights, will sink and fall flat. And what will it become? I'll tell you right now what it'll become as it tanks with no defense and anything. It'll become a theocracy. Mark my words. A theocracy in which the Pope is in charge of California. That's the goal. I'm telling you, that is the goal. I mean, it has nothing to do with the Catholic faith. Or the faithful out there, we're not talking about that. We're talking about church leadership. And to all my good friends that are Catholics, and they've said, Paul, you're on the right track. This Pope is dirty. There's something wrong with the Pope. The only Jesuit Pope, I might add, in Catholic history, hello, might be a clue as to what is going on there with this Pope. And a lot of people are concerned. I understand the concern. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
This is your day, this is your celebration, and this, the United States of America, is your country.
Well, how does it feel to have your country back? I mean, seriously, how does it feel to have your country back? Isn't that a neat feeling? Anyway, coming up to the end of the hour, visit our website at agenda21radio.news. And also, if you want to listen in on the morning shows, from 6 to 12, Red State Talk Radio carries, this is Pacific Time, carries Agenda 21 Radio on the premier channel from 6 to 9, and then from the encore channel from 9 to 12. And boy, are we just banging it out of the park in terms of listenership right now. Really appreciate the new listeners that are coming on board for Agenda 21 Radio, and the comments I'm getting from everybody on the emails, and it's really neat. I got to tell you, it's really neat. Some of them not so good. Where do you get your facts? Well, at least I get facts as opposed to the main. I'm going to call it the nude stream media because they're nude. They're naked. They're naked from. They have no news. Anyway, a couple of things that we're going to be covering up next for Donald Trump. Guess what? He's going to reduce U.S. involvement in the United Nations. That might mean that we might be out of the United Nations. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a big stick to the United Nations. You watch. That's going to happen. Also, May. Yeah, May, the leader of Great Britain, tells Trump they can lead the world. And, of course, that big Brexit thing that's going on over there. Yeah, Brexit, Great Britain leaving the European Union. That's what she's talking about. It's going to be the United States of America and Great Britain leading the world in democracy, capitalism. Oh, you communist socialists, you hate that term now, don't you? But that's okay. The rest of us like it. Anyway, as we say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.